Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
I hope you had a great Easter and got to spend some time with your family. It was kind of odd having Easter and the Masters all kind of
it's early
lumped
this year.
Together.
Well, NCAA too.
Well, but you know, Easter and what Masters. Come on. How do you throw basketball into that conversation?
Well,
hey,
some of us like basketball.
Yeah. Well, okay, I like basketball and I do watch the Final Four and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't like it like a lot of other people.
But it's not like the Masters.
I don't take any time to fill out any bracket. I will just say that. But what I will take some time to do, we're going to have some fun on the show today. It's I always call it the fastest hour in radio. We're going to talk a little bit about required minimum distributions and what you do if you missed it or if one of your parents happened to miss one, how you can help them out. But I really want to go deep into the topic of understanding retirement, which at the Financial Enhancement Group we call Your Life After Work. I want you to understand that retirement really is a function of money, not of age. And that means that you don't get to do it just because you reached a magical age, right? You either do it because you were forced out because of your own disability, a spouse or a parent's disability. You know, the job was gone because the company shut down. Other than that, it's a decision. I've got enough money. I can do it now. And that may be at 50. That may not be till 75, right?
Yeah.
But we're going to walk through that. And then I want to walk you through understanding how target-dated funds fit into that concept of retirement, what it is that you need to be prepared for, the thought processes that are there. Sherry and I will explore a little bit of the retirement practice year and talk about that concept. When people come to see us, many times they're either 2 years before retirement or 2 years after they realized it didn't work quite the way they thought it would, or they knew, hey, now the time is serious. This is no longer a game, and you put the money in, how do you get it out? And we walk through a retirement practice year to make sure that you truly are set up, ready to go, and able to enjoy what we would call your life after work. We're also going to take a company public. There were some questions about a company reissuing some shares, and putting shares back out in the market, and what happened to the stock price. So we'll talk a little bit about that, what an IPO is, what a buyback is, give you some insights just so you understand your money a little bit better. And remember, that truly is my driving force. When I wake up in the morning, my job is to educate people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and sometimes devastation. And believe me, in the market volatility that we've had here lately, there has been more devastation than people want to know about.
Wow.
Hey, I got to take a break. You're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. Give us a call, 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
So happy to have you along.
Yeah.
Well, Sherry, last week's show started a spree of questions. Maybe it was more like confessions.
Really?
Yeah. I had somebody actually saw Barb at the grocery store and said, hey, I think I can explain these to my wife, but would you mind telling me what ETFs and mutual funds are and the differences? Again, some of the basic stuff. So
yeah.
we will do that at some point in time. I saw another article about target dated funds, and it's time to really kind of take them on a little bit so that people can understand.
I think it's confusing
what they are, how they work, and what's going on. They're showing up in an awful lot of 401ks. So
really,
so here's the issue. We're gonna pretend in the studio with us today. We have Sherry and Linda and myself. Right. So Linda knows how to bake. Joe can't bake anything, right? Joe can make Italian, but
yes.
Joe can't bake.
Okay.
Right? So let's
say. And Sherry doesn't cook.
Let's say because we want to be diversified.
Okay.
Right? We want to be diversified. So Sherry's in charge of eating out, Linda's in charge of baking, and Joe's in charge of grilling the meat or making the pasta.
I like it.
Right? So we've got our things that are going, but suddenly something happens, and the price of meat soars.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And that's a great thing if you have a freezer full of meat. And it's a bad thing if you need to buy meat.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
And so something has changed in our situation. Now, I know as the chef that meat has gone up in price.
Right.
And I know that we would be better served to send money to you, Sherry, to cook out for out to eat stuff instead of me buying more meat.
Right. Okay.
And I know that maybe Linda's would be better.
For the baking,
because the prices of wheat haven't gone up, you know, and flour haven't gone up like the price of meat.
I see.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, all this is a joke, so don't take these prices and run to the store.
Right.
Right. The point being is, I have no mechanism for me to take the money from the meat budget and give it to Linda.
You don't.
I have no mechanism to do that.
Okay.
Because I'm a mutual fund.
Oh.
Right. So understand at Fidelity, that's what we would call the custodian.
Mm-hmm.
So Fidelity has, let's just say, these three different mutual funds.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So we have the baking mutual fund. We have the I'm going out to eat mutual fund. And
yep.
We have the Joe grilling the meat mutual fund.
Right.
Right.
Got it. Three different mutual funds.
You could call those large cap, mid cap, and small cap if you would like. You could call them growth, value, and balanced. You could call them international, emerging market. You can call the point is we have three different things
that are different
because we want to be diversified.
Right.
And at one point in time in your life, you divided the money between those three areas, right?
In order to be diversified.
But the meat guy has no ability to call the pastry lady, right?
Okay.
Any more than the large cap guy has the ability to call the small cap guy and say, hey, the tax code changed last December 22nd. It should really help small caps more than large caps.
Mm.
I want to shift some of my money from my mutual fund into your mutual fund.
Because it'll do better.
Because we believe that it has a better opportunity.
Okay.
Right? You don't know that.
But you don't know. Yeah.
But we believe that to be the opportunity. So the challenge is, inside of a mutual fund, it is indeed a trust, and people have put money into it. They continue to put money into it if it's an open-ended fund.
Yeah.
And my job as the meat guy, regardless of changing conditions, is to continue to buy meat.
Because that's how I've been set up.
That's the rule, if you will, of the trust. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I have no ability as the meat guy to call the people who are putting money into the meat fund to tell them, hey,
you need
to redirect it to the pastry lady. Right? I have no way to call them. My job is just to manage the meat period. I can change my money, but I have no ability to change theirs. So when you have somebody in a brokerage firm that tells you that the mutual fund is a fiduciary, please understand they are a fiduciary, but of the trust, not of your money. Right? They don't know who you are. They don't know your tax rate. They don't know any of that stuff. Right? So what's happened is you can have economic conditions that change that you have to pay attention to so that you can move money from the meat to the going out to 80 eat mutual fund to go into the pastry lady mutual fund, right? You have to pay attention to those. But Sherry, as an individual investor, over the course of your life, things change also. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, understand, we're going to talk about this in the next segment. To me, retirement is purely a function of money, not a function of age.
Right.
Right? Investment, true, also should be a function of need and desire, not of age. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But the bottom line is the industry believes, and I've got to tell you, I don't totally buy into this. Okay, I don't totally buy into this at all. Actually, I'm probably more than not totally. I'm far less than halfway.
Okay.
But the belief is as you age or as you get closer to retirement, that you need to have less volatility in your life because argumentatively you don't have as many years for the market to go back up, right?
Yeah.
So the belief is as you get older, you should have more fixed income and less equities, right?
Okay.
So that at 40,
less risk.
Maybe you had 80% equity and 20% fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
And at 50, you were now at 70 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
And at 60, you were now 60 and 40, et cetera.
Right.
Now, again, understand, I don't necessarily believe in all of this, but that's what the industry
standard belief.
Yes. And so what a target-dated fund was created as a mechanism for you to put an end date on your working career.
Okay.
Right. So if you put an end date of 2050, right, then you're saying essentially you're going to work another 32 years.
Right. Right.
So we can do some basic math and say, okay, you're probably not even 30. Right.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
At 30, you're going to have more equities than you're going to have fixed income.
Right.
Right. Now, instead of you having to go in and make changes based on your needs or your ages, the target-dated fund now has a mechanism to go in and, as you age, to reduce the amount of money you have in the meat mutual fund and add to the pastry fund, right? It has the ability to literally take some of your dollars out of one investment basket and put it in another.
But it's a function of age?
It is a function of the date that you picked.
Okay.
So if you said 2050, right?
Okay.
Then it is going to have you as a higher equity exposure and a less fixed income. If you said 2020, it doesn't matter if you're 30 years old.
Right.
The process is you're done in 2 years, right? So we're going to be very, very conservative based on industry standards.
Yes, but it's not a function of economic conditions.
It's not
at
a function
all.
Of economic condition. It's purely a function of age. And what they would call a static allocation based on a certain age.
Okay.
Right? And again, Joe doesn't believe in this at all. I think they're a mistake. One of the biggest mistakes that I see, we had somebody come in the other day that had 5 target-dated funds, and they had money in all 5 of the target-dated funds, which totally circumvents the entire purpose for it being there.
Yeah.
Which is why I believe people need fiduciaries in their lives to help them make those decisions inside of their 401k plans as well as inside of their other investments. This is what we do. You know, if you want to take care of we take care of families who don't want to worry about their money. If you want to take care of it, that's your business. If you want a fiduciary, that's our business. Give us a call, 800-928-4001. We'll be right back.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number 1 by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We are happy to have you along.
Yeah.
So I promised to talk about this. So let's just kind of walk it through a little bit. Retirement is not something that I see happen very often.
What do you mean?
Well, the way most people drew it up,
oh yeah, uh-huh,
is not what I see occur very often, right?
Yes.
There's nothing in the good book that I found about watching grass grow.
Yes. Right. Right.
And when most people quote unquote retire, they either leave the workforce because of a disability,
mm-hmm,
or because they had to take care of an aged spouse or parent,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yep.
They leave the workforce because they are just tired of doing that, but they find something else to do, which could be for profit, right? Mm-hmm. We have a six-figure guy that works on the weekends at Lowe's, mm-hmm, you know, in an apron because he always wanted to be around tools.
Yeah.
Right? And that's his passion.
Yeah.
You know, his love, my why.
I get it.
Is to educate people about your money so you don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. Mm. His is to give you the right tool for the job. I like it. You
know, I do too.
We talk about the why part all of the time. But when most people leave that workforce, they're leaving either because they were forced,
mm,
the company shut down, an aging parent, their
something
own disability,
changed their...
something changed, what we,
yeah,
would call a transition or a condition. And when they leave, very few of them just go home and watch, you know, the TV.
Right.
You know, it's what's the charitable, you know, what another job and something where they,
yeah,
didn't have to make the money, but they wanted to do it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't call it retirement at the Financial Enhancement Group. We call it your life after work.
Mm-hmm.
We think if you position it that way, you're better prepared for what is really coming down the pike.
I like,
right,
that too. Yeah.
So what is really coming down the pike is that you are probably going to live much longer than your retirement thoughts have set up. So almost all of the belief system that is out there on retirement is that when you get older, you should have less volatile investments.
Mm-hmm.
More fixed income,
mm-hmm,
right? Without any respect or regard to current economic condition, just purely based on your age.
Okay.
And what I would remind you, if you're listening to this today and you and your spouse are 60, in reasonable health, notice I didn't say great, in reasonable health, there is a 90% probability that one of you makes it to age 90.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
90% probability.
90% probability that one of you makes it to 90.
That's incredible.
I would argue that if you knew you were going to be around for another 30 years,
mm-hmm,
you probably wouldn't want 40 or 60% of your assets in a fixed income environment that did not have the ability to grow with inflationary pressures that, mm-hmm, were there. So again, I believe as an active money manager, we very much believe that you've got to pay attention to market conditions, current risks, current opportunities. So we believe things change there all of the time. But at the same time, we take care of a lot of people who are 70 and 80 years old, and they certainly don't have 60% of their money in a fixed income environment, especially as we're walking into a world where the Federal Reserve has assured us they're going to continue to raise rates to get back to a normalized rate.
Yeah.
Most of you who are listening to this program have never been in a bond bear market, and you are entering, if not already amidst a bond bear market, you're entering one, and a lot of people are going to suffer until they understand that changes need to exist inside of their portfolio because conditions have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the retirement part here. So when you look at that concept of your life after work, the way your assets have to be invested have to be able to provide you the income that you need, not to replace your income,
right,
but to replace 100% of what you need for your standard of living.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me say that again. So
yeah.
Sherry makes six figures a year. She's making $100,000 a year doing what she's doing. And all of a sudden she wakes up and she says, oh my goodness, I can't save enough to give myself $100,000 a year of income when I retire.
Right.
Or if you read on the internet, 70% of your income, I can't give myself $70,000 a year of income. My retirement is ruined. I have failed.
Right? Yeah, right.
And the reality is you don't need 70% of your income. You need 100% of whatever your standard of living is.
Yeah.
So just because you make $100,000 doesn't mean you spend more than 20. Right?
So you can... Can you actually figure that out? Can you
Absolutely.
Calculate that?
Okay. It's called a budget.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Now, yeah, but you have to anticipate future costs,
no,
too.
No. See, now you make life too hard.
I see.
You sit down. This is why we call it a retirement practice year.
So when people call it that.
Yes,
you have this is your procedure.
Part of our process
right.
is when somebody comes in and they say, hey, Joe, I think next year is it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to ask a series of questions. We're going to say, number one, what is your current budget look like right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the majority of people don't have one.
Really?
Okay? No.
The majority of your people
The majority of people who come to see us don't have one.
My
engineers
mm-hmm.
all do. But the majority of people who come don't,
mm-hmm.
right? So we help them make a budget. I don't tell people what to spend on cable, mm-hmm. when to replace windows. Not my job.
Right. Yeah.
What I do help them do, though, is break down that budget between what is a fixed expenditure.
Uh-huh.
That's something that you have to do at 60, 65, 85, 95, right? Mm. You have to eat, you have to pay property tax, et cetera. And the part that's social. Because what I have found is as people age, the national average is 65 for discretionary spending to go down. I call it social, not discretionary. It's 68 in our practice is where it's always been. But at 68, either somebody can't get away from the grandkids, can't get away from the doctor, or just can't get out of the comfy chair in the back room, right? And so the desire to go see the Grand Canyon diminishes every year. The mm-hmm. desire to go on a river cruise diminishes every year. And so knowing that, I try to help people plan that budget accordingly so that part of their money goes up with inflation and part of their money actually flatlines. So when you're age 90, your social income is not worth as much, but you really don't care.
Right.
On the other hand, your fixed income has been enough. So where does that income come from? Well, we talked about it on last week's show. And remember, you can always go get those off our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. Just go to the radio show. You can get the segments that you missed. There's always a couple that are not aired on all of the stations because we're all over the country now.
Yeah.
You can go to iTunes, consider this with Big Joe Clark, and you can actually download the podcast if you would like. And that way you have the access to the show every week. But what we talked about was a process of how you get income out of a portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean just from a tax standpoint,
right?
Though tax is clearly a big part of it. As opposed to just clipping coupons or living off interest like they did in the 1980s when you had CD rates that were above 10%, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to just living off of dividends, you have to have a plan, a strategy, if you will, that utilizes all of those, that uses some fixed income coupons, that uses some dividends, that use some controlled recognized capital gains. And if you're inside of a 401k or an IRA, you may go, Joe, well, those don't matter to me because the taxes are all the same. You're right. The taxes are all the same, but the process of knowing how to spit that income out so that it goes to your checkbook every month is still the same. The tax recognition is different.
Right.
But not the income recognition. And you've got to be able to have both to be able to enjoy your retirement. So just two quick thoughts. Remember, retirement is a function of money. When you have enough, you can go. Not of age. And investing is the same. You should invest based on your needs, desires, and hopes, not based on some make-believe age that somebody has put out there. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. You got a question or comment, give us a call, 800-928-4001. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new Biz Talk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
Mm-hmm.
So here's one of those questions again, Sherry.
What ones?
Well, somebody said, is how in the world, I believe the way the exact email went, I should have brought it in, how in the world can Overstock issue 4 million new shares?
How in the world can they issue 4 million new shares? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell them?
Well, you mean as in that's not legal or as in that?
Perfectly legal.
Perfectly legal.
Perfectly normal. Overstock got themselves into some mischief somewhere with somebody. And they said they were issuing 4 million shares of stock, and some reporter grabbed a hold of the headline because people don't understand that that happens all the time, and took them to task.
It's called raising capital.
It is called raising capital. So what happens in the life cycle of a business, right? So we're going to take the Financial Enhancement Group. That's my company. We'll say that the Financial Enhancement Group has expanded and that the majority of my assets are inside of the company, which is a true story, right? You know, I've put everything back into this company over the last 21 years, and you know, it's our baby. We grew up, right?
Oh yeah.
And now we want to expand.
Yes.
Right. And so we have two choices, and you know, we are expanding, but don't think this part's real. we have two choices. We can go to the bank.
Yes.
Or the bond market and borrow money. Right? Yes. That's called debt.
Right.
Right. And anytime, in my opinion, anytime you can use debt as opposed to give away equity, you should. Right.
Now say that again. Anytime
that you believe as a business.
Yes.
That you've got a viable business interest.
Yes.
That is continuing to grow and has great hopes for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You are better to borrow than to sell off your future.
Yes.
Okay. So either going to the bank to borrow money, you know, we're building a new building this year, had no choice. We outgrew the one we're in.
Right.
Right. So I borrowed money from the bank, you know, to go build the building.
So,
right?
Yes. So are you saying, when you say in your opinion, it's better to do that than to issue more stock and raise capital that way, are you saying that the reason most companies do something like issue more millions of stock is because they cannot qualify for the loan?
Generally, but I'm not there yet.
All right, sorry.
Okay, it's all right. You're fine. But generally, that is the truth. And
okay.
So from a business perspective, we borrowed money from the bank to build the building because we believe the future of the Financial Enhancement Group is ever growing and doing better, and it was worth taking on the debt.
And in that way, your stockholders,
shareholders,
shareholders continue to own the same percentage of ownership as they did before.
So why would I ever sell equity?
Yeah.
And the answer is when your assets are so concentrated, think Zuckerberg and Facebook, right? When you have all of your money in one ship, right? Then a good financial advisor will tell you some diversification makes some sense, right? Secondly, I've got a team of people who I want to reward with being able to be into the ownership. So I have two partners that have bought into part of the company. They own part of the shares. You know, that's part of our succession plan and part of the way that it needs to work.
Yep.
The third time that you sell equity is when you think the market will pay more for it than it's worth.
Ah, okay.
Right? So when you sniff around the markets or the valuations, whatever it is you want to use, and it appears that people will give you more money than what you think the company is worth, then it may be a good time to sell some shares.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if you believe the company is worth more than what the going stock prices, then you may buy back some shares. We talk about that with the income profitability that companies have. They can buy back some of those shares, if you will.
Yeah, right? But if they're needing money, if they're needing capital, they wouldn't do that.
No, if they needed capital, they right. wouldn't. But that's so.
Okay.
So here we are. We made the decision to build a building, and we're growing. And all of a sudden, we decide that we need to go public because either too much of the wealth is in the owner's name mm-hmm. or too consolidated. But for one reason or another, you need to go public. So you're going to have this cute little thing called an IPO, an initial public offering.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of filing has to go on with that. You know, you have to open up your books, a lot of rules and regulations. One of the largest companies in the world has just made the decision to list next year in London as opposed to the United States, purely because our restrictions here and regulations are so great.
Ah.
You know, when you go public, you've opened yourself up to being sued very, very quickly by anybody who's a shareholder. And you can't necessarily control who your partners are.
Yeah, right.
Because anybody can buy the shares, right? Whereas in a privately based company, I very much control who else is in that room with me, who else controls the decision making on the day to day processes.
Sure.
You know, et cetera. So it is a different kind of beast. So you've gone IPO and you've said the board of directors says, here's the number of shares that you're going to be able to issue, and what they would use is the word authorize first.
Mm-hmm.
Right. An investment banker has come in and said, okay, Joe, we believe the company is worth $100 million, okay?
Okay.
And we want to raise $40 million of capital, right?
Okay.
So the board of directors would authorize $100 million worth of shares. Let's just keep math simple. Let's say it's $1 million a share. We'll be big spenders, right?
Okay.
So the board issued 1,000 shares, mm-hmm. right? Because we've got 100 shares, rather, because we've got $100 million valuation,
mm-hmm.
and they say each share is worth $1 million.
Okay.
Right? And we decide we're going to sell off 40 shares because we need to raise $40 million. So the board authorized 100 shares.
Mm-hmm.
We issued 40 shares in the initial public offering. All right. Now, first thing that you need to understand is the price of those shares at $1 million a share are either going to go up or down. Right.
Right.
And people want to know, well, what, you know, I would always say, so what happened to the company? Because the share price went up or down.
Right.
The answer is, on a day-to-day basis, usually not much.
Yeah.
Right? It's the markets move very, very differently than the companies move.
Well, my question is, what happened to the initial shareholders?
The initial shareholders would have gotten those shares that were issued or authorized.
So you're talking about at the beginning right now.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So the $40 million comes in, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That $40 million essentially bought them out.
Ah, okay. Right?
And they may have kept some of their shares. They may have sold some of their shares.
Right.
That all has to be fully disclosed at the beginning, right?
Yep, got it.
But then we go through business, and let's say all of a sudden my shares are at $500,000 a piece. And yet the company's still making profit, right?
Mm-hmm.
We see things that are still growing, still going well. We turn a profit for the year, and so we decide to buy back some of those shares.
Yeah.
So we go to the marketplace, and we buy some of those shares at $500,000 a share.
Bring them back.
Because we know we sold them at $1 million.
Right. Yeah.
And we believe at some point in time in the future, they may be worth $1 million again or more based on the business that we're running. That's how a buyback works.
Okay.
On the other hand, let's say I go through the $40 million. You often hear that in a tech company as a burn rate. I go through the $40 million and now I need another $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the board's already authorized the shares.
Right.
Now we issue enough shares at whatever the current market price is. We issue them at that current market price to go out and to get more capital.
To try to earn.
And when that happens, very similar to what happened to Overstock, you will see the price of the shares fall because there's now more of it to be bought. When you see the price of a company's stock going up with no fundamental change to their earnings or their business, you can pretty much bet somebody's engaged in buying those shares back.
Hmm.
And that's just the way the game goes. So it's a great question. Hope that helps you. It doesn't make sense in most people's individual financial plans, but it is a nice way to understand how the market works. And when you hear buybacks, especially, it gives you some insight, I think. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
There's no question you need omega-3. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142.
That's 800-670-2142.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And it's the Sherry segment.
There yes. we go. So I had something planned and had Linda print off or asked her to print off a segment, but I actually had something else I wanted to talk about. And because it's my segment, that's what we're going to talk about. It dovetails on what you were just mentioning in the last segment. But it is something I was trying to explain to someone this week and found myself unable to explain.
Okay.
So here's the thing. And I don't think I'm unusual in this. In my family dynamic, we have four generations now. My right. parents are still living.
Yep.
My kids are around, obviously, and I have grandchildren as well. Yep. And I'm like in the sandwich generation, whatever we call it. My grandmother was actually living until 3 years ago, so we had five generations at one point.
Wow.
So I was trying to explain why there are advantages to having the same financial advisor advising multi-generations within the same family, because what I see as I talk to people happening is that older people like that are already retired have someone helping them. The generation that may be in their 50s has someone helping them. And you've got the millennial group coming up and they're now tuned in. A lot of them, my yep. kids are, and they're starting to do their own financial planning and their own investing. And then, like for me, I have grandkids with 529 plans.
Right.
Everybody's stuff is in different places. And I know from talking to you that you have said there are advantages to you knowing when you have a client. There are tax advantages, there are planning advantages, even what you just said, a son comes in and finds out his parent has three RAs that didn't take the RMDs.
Right.
I just want you, because we've talked about it before, but I want you to go down the line why it's an advantage without giving away your trade secrets, why it's an advantage for you to deal with a family in all generations.
Well, I appreciate that, Sherry. Remember, we take care of people who don't want to worry about it.
Right.
And as a result, I don't worry about the trade secrets.
Okay.
if you want to do this on your own, God bless.
Yeah.
If you want a fiduciary, that's our thing. I do the show because I want to educate people about their finances so they don't make inefficient financial decisions mm-hmm. that lead to frustration and devastation.
Yeah.
So everything starts with a fiduciary focus: risk and volatility, fees, expenses, taxes today and tomorrow, and real return.
Right. Right?
Those are the four things that we have.
Right.
So let's start with the thing that people pay attention to the least that they should focus on the most, and that's called the tax return.
Yes.
Right? We all have one. If your kids are all going to fill one out, mm-hmm. your mom and dad are all going to fill one out. And I see phenomenal amount of inefficient decisions that are made on tax returns with people that have $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, it just monthly, not monthly, weekly, we see people who come in. And I don't talk to anybody without a tax return.
Yeah.
People think that it's all about risk and volatility. You know, what's going on with the Dow going up 600 points, going down 600 points.
Yeah.
They think it's all about that because that news is put in front of us on a daily basis.
In our face.
And every time we get a statement.
Yep.
The one that gets ignored is the tax return.
Yeah.
So in my situation, I have my mom, I have my daughters, and I have myself and Barb.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think I try to use all three of those tax returns, you're making a mistake.
Okay. In conjunction, like they interface, like
yes.
They, okay.
So when I gift an asset, for instance, if I was going to give my younger daughter a money for a down payment for a home.
Yes.
Right. I can give her $15,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Barb can give her $15,000 a year.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody know. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. Many people know that rule.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Now, what they fail to understand is, you know, they're young and starting out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lot of income.
Right.
Their marginal tax bracket is essentially zero.
Zero. Yes. Right.
Now, what do we know about that? Well, if your marginal tax bracket is in the 10 or 12% marginal tax return, then you don't pay taxes on long-term capital gains.
Right.
Right. So if I die and they inherit my portfolio,
mm-hmm.
they get what's called a step up in basis.
Right.
So they're if Apple's at $170 that share, their tax basis is now $170.
Right.
If I gift them a share of Apple, my basis is $9 a share.
That's what they get, too.
Right? Their basis, because I made the gift during life, their basis is at $9 a share.
Right.
So if I'd already made the decision to pay for the wedding, do a down payment for a house, do any of that stuff, right?
Right.
Let's say I've already made that decision.
Right.
It's just a matter of where does the capital come from?
How do I do it? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, without knowing these dynamics, without having somebody there that says, hey, by the way, your daughter's in this bracket, your mom's in this bracket, here's how we ought to shift this stuff around, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Without having access to that, I wouldn't know to give her shares of Apple, let her turn around and sell them in her brokerage account. She pays no taxes. I pay no taxes, right? And I take the money that I would have given her out of my billfold or out of my checking account and buy more of the stock that I want. And now my basis has been reestablished.
So it helps right? you both is what you're saying.
She got the $15,000.
Right.
Right. And it helped me.
Helped you.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So let's say now we're back to your mom. You know, your mom's got a 403B that's sitting around. She's got an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Her tax bracket is very, very, very low. Yours isn't very, very, very low.
Right.
You've got a little bit of cash. They don't have extra cash.
Right.
You're the beneficiary. Right. And you should be going to mom and saying, hey, mom, here's the deal. I'm going to give you a few $1,000s to pay some taxes so we can convert some of this 403B into a Roth IRA, not because it's better for mom, but it's because it's better for you as the beneficiary. But without having that coordinated plan right in front of me. That I can see the assets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You know, I can see the assets and I can make them work. And what happens in families so often is they have the same goals and objectives, but they don't have the same level of advice.
Mm.
There's certainly no continuity of advice. And, you know, so many families are willing to share with one another.
But
some
they
aren't.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Some aren't.
Yeah.
I've got some families that don't share at all. You know, I've got both brothers, right? But they don't talk.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
about this. I mean, they still do Christmas together, but they don't.
Sure, yeah.
They don't talk about the money part.
Right.
But that's just one of the many examples that we could go into. You know, on the gifting. Your mom and dad give money to their church.
Yeah.
Right. But the standard deduction is now $24,000.
Yeah.
Right? They don't give that much to the church. Why shouldn't they give you the money and then you give it to church because your standard deduction is higher? Church gets the same amount of money. Mom and dad did the same good thing. You get a bigger deduction.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And it's just simple stuff like that.
Jeez.
And so much of it revolves around the tax return, and it is just so often missed.
Yeah.
So our plan here at the Financial Enhancement Group, the way we do it, is we family bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understand when I was younger, I wanted to be affluent and wealthy, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, you know, we ended up with a reasonable income. That's affluence.
Right.
Right. I could buy things, right?
Right.
But all the wealth is in the Financial Enhancement Group, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I really wouldn't be a great client.
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, from that standpoint.
Yeah.
And so here are your kids. They're 30 years old. They've got kids. They're making reasonable money.
Mm-hmm.
But all they are is affluent at this point.
Right.
Which means the only people who they can really get good advice from are people who sell things, like insurance products and those kind of things.
Yeah.
They're not talking to wealth managers.
Right.
Right. And so what we do is make it ourselves available to them so that they have the access to a wealth manager, because we have the relationship with you, so they don't make inefficient financial decisions.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Shoot us an email, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Take care. Have a great week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,